Unit 18. Vacations. Page 70. Track 7. Listening 1. 1.
What do you think I should do for vacation this summer?
Well, you like the beach and you love hanging out in the sun. Why don't you go to the Caribbean? Or how about the Philippines? Some friends of mine stayed at a beach resort there last summer.
Well, I've been to the Caribbean a couple of times and I always enjoy it. But I've never been to the Philippines. I think that would be fun.
2.
I'm not sure where to go for vacation this year.
Why don't you go skiing? I had a great time at a ski resort in the mountains last winter. Or how about a jungle trip to the Malaysian National Forest? I did that a couple of years ago, and it was amazing.
Well, I just bought some new ski equipment, and I'm dying to try it. I have to say that I'm not too excited about the idea of a jungle trip. I don't like bugs, and I bet there would be a lot of them.
3.
I'd like to do something really different for my vacation this year.
How about a trip down the Nile River? You've never been to Egypt, right? Or maybe you could spend a week in the Australian outback.
They both sound interesting. But I guess I'd prefer the Australian trip. The Nile River might be just a little too exciting for me.
4.
I'd like to do something exciting this vacation. I don't want to just lie around on a beach.
How about whitewater rafting down the Colorado River? It takes you right through the Grand Canyon. That's really exciting. Or you could go on a 10-day African safari. I've heard that's a great trip.
The safari trip would be fun sometime. But I only have 1 week. I think I'll do the Grand Canyon trip. Thanks for the tip.
5.
Any ideas about where we should go for vacation?
I'm thinking about a couple of trips. We could go to Southeast Asia. We'd go to Thailand, Singapore, and Indonesia. The other place I was thinking about going to is China.
China? I've never been there. I hear it's fascinating. I've already been to Thailand and Indonesia, so let's go to China.
6.
I need help figuring out what to do for my vacation.
Well, last year my friends and I went on a 2-week bus tour of Europe. We traveled in nice, comfortable motor coaches and stopped in different cities. We stayed in each city for a day or two, and all our hotel reservations were taken care of.
That could be fun. But sometimes I get sick when I ride in cars and buses.
You could take a train trip across Russia. My sister did that a couple of years ago.
Oh, I love trains. And I've never been to Russia.